And now, ladies and gentlemen, a Big Apple Air Check special presentation.
Hello, this is Matt Steinberg of BigAppleAirChecks.com in New York, and I now present to you the radio life of Jack Armstrong. Even though I never met Jack, I was lucky enough to have had email correspondence with him over the years and to speak with him on the phone on several occasions. This Air Check tribute is my way of showing how much Jack meant to radio, his friends, and family. I'd like to thank the following people for all their help: Lauren Esposito, Joel Denver, Alan Beebe, Bat Johnson, Bo Richards, Brian Juan, Buzz Brindle, Charlie Lake, Dave Solomon, Don Burns, Ed Salomon, Famous Amos, Dave Sholin, Barry Richards, J.R. Russ, Terry Young, James Baker, Mark Driscoll, Mike Smith, Scott Miller, John Bishy, and the person who made me cry, Dee Brockwell. To his daughters Vanessa, Devin, and Maggie, I hope this tribute helps keep your father always in your hearts. Jackson, we know you and the gorilla are rocking at Heaven's radio station, and you will always be our leader.
One of Buffalo's and the country's most beloved and well-remembered disc jockeys has passed away.
You can only do it twice for it has to be a poem.
When Jack Armstrong worked at WKBW Radio in the early 70s, he was listed as the Guinness Book of World Records' fastest talking human. He came back to KB from 2003 to 2006 when the station brought back an oldies format. Jack Armstrong, whose real name was John Larsh, died this past weekend at his North Carolina home.
It's been a bit of doing pleasure, and remember, it's been real. Y'all love you.
Steve Cishon, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hello, this is your very own personal Famous Amos. Jack Armstrong is one of the few human beings who ever exceeded all the hype anyone had ever gushed over him. You simply could not do his enormous talent justice by means of description, only you had to experience him. Having grown up in the New York City area, there was no shortage of legendary radio talents to inspire me. But WKBW 1520 in Buffalo, with its massive directional full-wave 50,000-watt schlong coming straight at the Big Apple. Well, in the age of AM radio, that was pretty hard for a radio kid to ignore. Joey Reynolds jolted me awake, and after KB became part of my experience, I got used to a station my friend the late Tom Chauvin used to refer to as not a place you stopped at on your way up the career ladder, but a place you once aspired to land, period. Jackson Armstrong on KB was a moment. My friends and I had never quite heard anything like that before. We didn't know you could, as they say, do that on the radio. Jack just transcended what Top 40 radio was capable of being, with a blast of energy, laughter, and irreverence that was distilled down to a concentrate that was lethally entertaining. The magic of radio being what it was nearly impossible to see in the mind's eye the actual human critter who could actually pull all this off for several hours a night. But somewhere upstate, there was some guy from the Carolinas sorting his carts and drinking his beverage and wire to an old console making a living. On the other side of the radio, however, well, Harding and Cox were changing the universe. Hitler was conquering Europe. The War of the Worlds was conquering New Jersey. The Hindenburg was blowing up. Alan Freed was so-called inventing rock and roll. And Jack Armstrong was a moment. Imagine my shock as a young, barely experienced, barely working baby DJ, hearing the announcement that the war was over and Jackson Armstrong had won it. He would be disappearing into the ether from KB, never to exist again where I was. His moment was ending. So shocked was I that I took notes when the promo guy told me that they were holding a contest to replace Jack. Oh, sure, I sucked. But I had to try. I had to enter that contest. I had to do it in honor of Jack. So I made some post-midnight arrangements at various daytimers and college toilets and produced this wacky off-the-wall tape that sounded nothing like anything I had ever done. Oh, it wasn't good or anything, but different, you bet. I found stuff inside me I had no clue was there. I was doing it for Jack. Imagine my jaw on the floor when Jefferson K., program director of WKBW, called me at home.
Obviously, he said, this is just the thing for us.
No, nothing is obvious to a green dweeb, Jeff, but thanks for the promotion to legitimacy.
But he continued. Of all the tapes I've received on this, yours shows the most raw potential. If you were in the market, I'd hire you part-time and just fertilize the shit out of you. Well, young me was without words, not a condition conducive to good radio, by the way. And that was how I essentially started being famous. In later years, it became clear that only with a mentor like Jack could a mortal aspire to be immortal. Only a Jack Armstrong could sharpen your senses and make you hear more than you've ever heard, and be more than you were ever meant to be. There was the station in Concord, California, where an awed staff gathered around a cassette of a gutsy Jack Armstrong interview he did for someone in the industry, and we learned that the generic crappiness of the business, with which we'd become quite familiar, was no match for an air talent who knew that his worth was never determined by the current state of his employment. There was the day in 1984 when a very kind and generous Jack invited me to sit in for a couple of hours on his whiz-bang afternoon media experience on KKHR, Hit Radio 93. Here I am in the same building where Benny enthralled live audiences some 40 years earlier. Wow, look at that. Shoeboxes of drop-in carts. All the cuts of each one scribbled on the top. Oh, my God. He just glances at what all's coming up next and shotgun ad-libs his setups all around them. And that gorilla, no strain to get it in there, just seamless in, out, in, out. I swear to God, the man was possessed. I saw it, and I still don't believe it. It is said that in his last years, Jack was disappointed that radio had packed up and left town while he was still ready to give. Oh no, Jack. I once heard this interview with a brash, in-your-face radio superstar, and I assure you, he knew it didn't matter whether management got it or not. He had a gift, and I'm sure that when the red light was off and that gift was not possessing his body, he was just another kid who loved the music, loved the jingles, loved the sound, loved listening to great radio, loved being in the business, and loved to flip off the suits. He was just given a very unique gift to hold on to for a while. He took real good care of that gift and did right by it.
Hi, this is your lead, Jackson Armstrong, a KFRC in San Francisco, KFI in Los Angeles, 10Q in Los Angeles, K-Hits in Los Angeles, CBS FM in Los Angeles, wife in Indianapolis, and before that at WKTQ 13Q, and that was in Pittsburgh, a little thing on the weekends at Y100 in Miami. Where else was I? WKBW Buffalo, New York. Woo-wee! Yes, and before that, where was he? I was at K-Talk in Denver, and before that, I was at WPOP Hartford Chum in Toronto, and before that, WMEX in Boston, before that, WKYC in Cleveland, Wixie in Cleveland, and back here at WCOG in Greensboro, WAYS in Charlotte, and before that, WCOG in Greensboro, and I was in Smyrna for a while at Quixie FM. Oh, that's on and on and on, and at any rate, I wanted to say thank you for visiting Big Apple AirCheck's website. It's your full-service AirCheck source.
WCOG, go, go, guys!
It's time now for the award-winning John Lars Show.
Wonderful! Yeah.
John Lars, who coined such famous sayings as...
Idaho, that girl, the pipeline, Bob, let us out of
the bar! And here's the star of our show, Don Lars!
Cowabunga!
Look out there, honey! Oh, how do you stop this thing? Look out, baby! Whoa! Thanks, Leader Snow. John Lars is a go-go. Yeah.
Snow.
Would you stutter a little bit there?
Over the Hondells for you, baby. Say that swing at 5 o'clock, friends. Set your watches here. Are you ready? There it is, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And David and Jonathan do that for you. It's number 15 on the Certified Sound Survey. It's called Be Shield by Dolby Long. I love you. We just cut off your head. Tell them where we are, everybody. Tell them who you're listening to.
He's a go, go!
Who is?
John Lark!
Yeah, honey.
This is WCOG in Greensboro, North Carolina, serving the Piedmont 24 hours a day with Radio A Go Go.
Go, go, 1320.
Go,
go, 1320.
Go, go,
go, 1320. Take long to turn you on with
this. Rumble.
I've got a
John Lark.
Looks like I've got a tiger spine.
Jack Gale, it's just a little bit better. A little bit better? Oh, you know it is. 3.5 minutes after 3 a.m. in the morning time, yo, Lita, John Larch marching along on a Friday, October the 8th version of our little get-together, friends. It's John Larch programming, Larch Fires at 5-7, 57 degrees on the outside. Don't forget Herman's Hermits coming to Charlotte Sunday, October the 24th there. See, Michael's going to be there, and I think... Yeah, the professor's going to be there. I think you should attend, friends, as we go together one time on a swing at Friday morning. A big wave!
In Charlotte, it's the one.
Oh, tell us how it is there.
60 wonderful W-A-Y-N.
On what?
On the go.
Gambled their lives away at the railroad grade crossings. The National Safety Council reminds you to figure the loss before you cross. Ren also reminds you, I'll tell you what you should do, friends, if you're driving along here. Just remember, drive as if your life depends upon it, because it does. That's another sound of service from
W-A-Y-S.
Here's the sound of one Miss Fontanabaz on Big Ways to Go Go. And I do dig his titty, don't you see, Michael? I thought you'd like it. The song is entitled Rescue Me. Will you come and lend me a hand? I think I'll follow it up with help. Actually not, but it's a gas we're getting. You heard it first on Big Ways. Rescue Me. Diddy-daddy, it's so tough. That's a gas of a hit on the fabulous morning at Big Ways. Shut up, sweetie. Listen. Quiet. The boss might be listening. Quiet. Shut up. Grab her mouth there. Grab her mouth. Quiet now. No. Quiet. Don't say any word at all, Captain. Let's take my hand off your mouth. Now, you be real quiet because you're not supposed to be anybody in here but me, you know.
Hello there.
Oh, you blew your cool, yeah.
Go.
Come on.
61 Charlotte, W-A-Y-S.
Swinging radio, baby, on Big Ways and the John Larch All Night Radio Program. It's 8.5 minutes after 3 a.m., 57 degrees on the Merc at the moment on the outside. A little fun for today. Big Ways, the sweet side of swinging sounds.
60 wonderful W-A-Y-S.
On a lovely Friday morning. Here is the sound of Little Anthony, Big Cleopatra. I miss you. Big deal. Farmer pick of the week.
Comes to the brokenhearted. Oh, they swing on Wixie, baby. Well, everything looks summer. Saturday night, date night. Having a good time with your friends. And there's a kissing tone. That means what, gorilla?
You gotta kiss your date. Fuck her up, baby. Here comes a gorilla kiss. How was that?
You're getting better, I think. Jimmy Ruffin, number 6 this week on the Wixie 60 survey. What becomes of the brokenhearted? 14 before 9, it's news time.
At 8:45, Bill Clark, Wixie News. Wixie Land weather tonight, showers ending in cooler. A low of 41, tomorrow cloudy and cooler with a high of 50. As we hit more music on Wixie's Fighting Jack Armstrong Show, it's 57 degrees.
Yes, sir! It's brighter than Detroit Wheels, number 13 on the Wixie survey. Hey, devil with a blue dress on. And good God, Ava Smalley. All known to the one record of Farmer Ultimate on Wixie. Devil with a blue dress on. I give Golly Miss Molly all rolled into one record. That's number 13 this week of the Wixie survey. That'll pull you by Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheels, and the Jackson Armstrong Show. It's your leader, honey, moving and grooving with you. From now all the way up till midnight tonight, the Village Idiot, friends, as we come flying into your home and suggest you cover your furniture, you might call us Cleveland's most eligible draft dodger. And what can I say, friends? Do you realize that you've heard 2 hours and 51 minutes of the Jack Armstrong Show, have you, huh?
I would like to hear it played forward at normal speed.
100 years
sit
from
down,
now?
Mom. Sit down, Mom.
What the heck difference will it make?
Sit down. I'm going to breathe on you.
The
this is a happening.
Red one.
These turn to water over Mrs. Walt Miller's daughter.
That was a happening. I love you, Fernanda Walt Miller.
Not on my program, you want. Put your little stuff on your face.
Yeah.
There you go. That's just about par for you. 57 out there. 1 at 9:41.
In Cleveland, we're the end.
Let's catch pajamas, friends on.
Wixie 1260 Super Radio.
Mr. Gorilla.
On the go-go.
Attention, everyone 18 and over. This weekend, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon appears at the Torchlight in Mentor, Ohio. Yes, sir. It's Freddie Cannon singing all of his hit songs tonight and tomorrow night at the Torchlight on Route 20 in Mentor, Ohio. Top bands all weekend long. Also, at the Torchlight Saturday night tonight, the Epics, and tomorrow night, the Sensations. The Torchlight is located at 7681 Mentor Avenue in Mentor, Ohio. If you're 18 or over, you can dance to Ohio's top bands and see Freddie Boom Boom Cannon tonight and tomorrow night at the Torchlight. Coming next weekend at the Torchlight, Columbia record star, dig this, Billy Joe Royal and his band. Ohio's top bands and America's top recording stars each and every weekend at the Torchlight in Mentor. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon sings Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, where the action is, by Abigail Beecher, and all his other million sellers this weekend at the Torchlight in Mentor, 7681 Mentor Avenue. It's where the real action is, baby.
Up to the minute music on Wixie 1260, home of the music explosion.
It is, baby.
Up to the minute music on Wixie 1260, home of the music explosion.
Oh, Mike, Bonnie and Danny, Becky and Bobby, Barb and Jack, Pete and Diana, Pam and Al, and especially the Jim.
Okay. What record would you like to hear?
If I Were a Carpenter.
I'll get a word in each way if it kills me. Take this a triple A time. Bobby Darin, up or down? If I Were a Carpenter, honey. Nailed you on a date night. Oh, baby, you're the one I want right here.
If I were a carpenter.
Bobby Darin. And if I were a carpenter, I'd probably flunk it and say I was sick or something, you know.
Is it hard work? You have to do a lot of training?
Yeah, you do. Will you sit out? It's number 9 this week on the Wixie Survey. You're rocking the boat. It's a Saturday night date night. That's Bobby Darin and if I were a carpenter, number 9 on the Wixie 60 Survey. 4 minutes before 9 o'clock. Instant dedications at the telephone number 351-3778. Please dial carefully. 351-3778. That is the number for you to call. And here's Larry Robinson, the Diamond Man.
And I'm being interviewed by
Antwerp. CJB Robinson Company for the most appreciated, sweetest gifts. Okay, sound like a winner. Don't forget another Wixie Fantastic Super Show. All happen Saturday, November the 5th at 11 a.m. in the morning at the Hippodrome Theater. The Supermen present live and on stage, dig this, the fantastic Terry Knight and the Pack, the fabulous McCoys, the GTOs, and the Kicks Incorporated. Now, you won't want to miss this exciting show Saturday, November the 5th, 11 a.m. at the Hippodrome Theater. Stay tuned to Wixie for more exciting up-and-coming things happening right here. Where it's going on, honey.
Stay with the go-go, try to stay with the in-group. On 1260 Wixie Radio.
Wixie!
Hello, I'd like to make a dedication.
Okay, what's your name?
Mike Keenan, I'm from K-Stack.
And you want to make a dedication for who tonight?
Chris, Carol, and Karen.
Okay, and what three records would you like to hear on a triple play?
Well, I think I'd like to hear Last Train to Clarksville. I just don't know what to do with myself. And how about Hooray for Hazel, too?
Here's the Wixie triple play.
That means...
together.
Okay.
Okay.
In Cleveland.
Tell them what it is.
It's number one.
Is number one this week on the Wixie 60 Survey. Take us up to 9 p.m. straight up and down. Last Train to Clarksville.
WKYC.
Wasn't that a good turnout, did?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Now, what are you going to do with my car?
Big Jack, your leader.
Make me run into people right to meet my...
Hey,
that's unbelievable. Hey. Number 8 on the Instant Sound of Survey at WKYC to kick off the Big Jack Gripe Show, friends, as we get run over. My beautiful car. My beautiful car!
Relax, man. I got some manners in my pocket. We'll get it all fixed.
Here's the sound of Jackie Wilson, higher and higher. Your love. Show your leaders here, honey. This happens to be a Monday night. Let's see, it's a blue Monday yet. No, school's not back in. Mari's been beat up on.
Yeah, can't help it. I'm sorry.
The gorilla driving down the road. Somebody ran into him.
Yeah, you know, it was unavoidable.
Unavoidable?
Yeah, he was absolutely unavoidable. There was this pretty little thing on the side. I just couldn't help but try to whistle at her.
W-K-Y-C.
Give me a gorilla whistle.
How's that?
Pretty good.
Here's a song by Wilson Pickett. Tears me up and turns me on. A key white climber to half. The name of the thing is Funky Broadway.
WKYC clamor to half of the time is 11 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. But you all lead in to go. 76 degrees outside. I miss the teenage bear and the crowds and the noise and all the people standing outside holding up things for me to read and all the excitement at a hot booth. I'm back in the air-conditioned studios. I can't stand it. It was too much for me. I had to go out and stand out in the sun for an hour and a half day just feel at home. But anyway, we had a wonderful time at the teenage bear. I certainly hope you enjoy coming out and staring at us and throwing peanuts at us. And by the way, you shouldn't throw peanuts at the gorilla. It makes him mad.
Yeah, nanas. Nothing but nanas.
That's all he wants is nanas. 76 degrees outside. Increasing cloudiness this evening with a chance of showers late tonight, even red weather forecast. Oh, boy, I feel domesticated. I really do. Anyway, Higbee's is happening. We're having a good time. And if I can get back in the old groove of it, we're going to have a blast. Dedications tonight at 7:30 at 861-3622. You might call right now. We'll go back to dedications since we're live at the studio. 861-3622. Get it on. It's grooves, what that is. Hello, yo, Lynn is here. How's everything for you? It's great at KY. Got lots of great music for you tonight. We're going to play about 400 an hour. I really am. I got it. 861-3470. You got that? Write that down. 861-3470. That's the number for ALSEC to volunteer. Dedications are at 861-3622 as we come along.
Hey! KY and the Cleveland Press. We had a teenage bear. And we'd just like to say, thanks for showing up there. Thought you might like to know the results of the show.
The results of the show, baby! Over 150,000 of you people came out there to enjoy the teenage fair. Number one. That was the first one sponsored by KY and the Cleveland Press. Next year, we'll do it all over again. Miss Team in America was crowned. It was won by Kathy Bauman of Independence, who will compete at Easter time in Hollywood for the Miss Teen USA pageant. That should be a groove, honey. Here's a tough sound in it for you by the Turtles. Number 22 on the instant sound. Let it serve you at KY, and you know what I mean. Hit the half, number 22 of the Eastern Saddle, WKYC on the Big Jack Show. Yo, Lynn is here with you, honey. This is a Monday night. Everything's in a groove. Dedications to tonight. We're live back at the studio. 861-3622. Dedications at 861-3622. Jim misses while we were going with the teenage fair. Listen, you should have come down if you didn't. Next year, we'll do it all over again. 76 degrees outside. We need your help in the ALSEC drive. Not kidding around. I do need your help. I'll give you a number to call in a moment or two, and I do want you to volunteer to help us out this year. We're going to have a big show after it's all over. Great big show. The ALSEC drive, people who participate, and that means all 11,000 of you who volunteer or more will go to the stadium with us for a free baseball game, and then we have an entertainment show lined up after that, which will be a flat groove and a half. I'll tell you about more about that a little bit later.
WMEX.
That's right here.
WMEX. Means much more music for you.
Show is when you open your mouth when you're eating. Lemon Piper, Jelly Jungle of Orange Marmalade.
You're looking for us.
Orange Marmalade, Lemon Piper. One more. You look like you'd use another one, okay?
WMEX.
All right, we got plenty of that.
Use it.
Yeah. Song and a half here for you. About all the fun we had when we were behind the stadium. You remember that? A little rip-tearing episode. I imagine there'll be a lot of that tonight. Being Friday night. Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison.
Hey, where did we go?
Brown Eyed Girl, huh? Shade. All right, looks like a cow. I don't know. That's a song by Van Morrison on the Jackson Armstrong Show. Speaking of wonderful people, 7:22 is the time. I talked to Leslie Gore today on the phone. Huh? How about that? Give me my Ovaltine beanie. No, really. I'm serious. Call me Captain Midnight. I talked to Leslie Gore on the phone. Will you cut that out? Really, I talked to Leslie Gore on the phone today. She's got a new record, and she's going to be coming to Boston and all this, that, and the other. And we'll have her on the show, right? We'll have her on the show, and she'll be talking to you. And then maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow night, sometime in the very near future. So you'll be able to hear Leslie Gore's voice right here. Well, the Jack Armstrong Show, isn't it wonderful?
Much more music.
Hey, I got a nose for such things. Speaking of a nose, my dear, you got a little extra gin I can use. Prickling is a cleaning fluid, of course.
I found a woman.
Yeah, you got
cheeks of a door. She may have been good looking to do the mean boogaloo, but she, you know, she wasn't too faithful and things like that. That's where she sledged here.
Don't they hear men in the saloon say that?
Well, keep it to yourself. The boy's in pain.
But no, George. Put it in the fruit jar. I'll take it home with me.
I will.
And I'll travel with that.
All right.
The sky's on the go.
I'm in a hurry.
1510 WMEX. We're flying high.
This is WMEX in Boston, home of Boston's music explosion.
I got three back to back for you to prove it to you. I got three like I promised you. And I have now the Turtles to kick it off. And she is my girl.
She's my girl. Get your greasy paws off my wonderful woman. Oswald Colonel.
Home of the good guys, WMEX.
On the originator!
Boston!
Right? 731, Gertie.
If anyone should ask...
They won't.
You're listening to good guy Jack Armstrong on WMEX.
With four decks and a Jill.
It's a strange, strange world when you're living.
Always get the lousy hand.
Master Jack.
How come it is you get four aces, I got four decks and a Jill?
Taught me all I know.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller, now with WRVR, the mainstream AC station in Memphis, Tennessee. I grew up in Toronto, and I'm of the age that I grew up listening to Jack Armstrong on 1050 Chum. And to say he was an influence on me and an influence on me getting into radio is an understatement. I was snuck into the Chum studio one night when Jack was working because I was so impressed with him. And at 15 years old, took a black and white picture that Jack actually has on his MySpace website now. We reconnected many years later and kind of ranted and raved about what had happened to radio since the 60s in Toronto. But Jack's John's family, my condolences. Long live Jack Armstrong.
1050 Chum, Jack Armstrong.
Well, the great businessman I am, I blew this, ladies and gentlemen. I had him as a groovy one time or another, and let him slip right through my enterprising economical fingers. Wave it to Joe. It's 705. Chum is restart time. You can dial a Chum hit line for your request at 929-1411. That's the number to call to request your favorite song on Chum, Green Tambourine.
Drop your silver in my tambourine.
You keep beating on that thing, one of these days it's going to grow up and beat on you. Oh. Lemon pipers! Old sourpuss. 707, Chubbist restart time.
Where the gorilla?
In the old man. Jackson Armstrong, right here on a Thursday night, baby. 17 degrees is what I'm coping with on the outside, and yes, it's what I got on the inside, and plenty of it hanging.
1050
Chum. Thank you, Scott and Joe Benson. I've got 19 this week of the brand new Chum chart that comes out on Tuesday nights on the Jackson Armstrong Show. Thank you, Scott. Jojo Benson, 19 this week on the Chum Chart. Soul will shake, maybe. Just put it all in that little glass. Add a little ice cream so we'll make it all legal. And then shake it up. Watch your cork in your jeans and turn on. I mean, I want you to get chum on tonight, baby. It's 929-1411, the number for you to call. You give me your name, the area you're calling from, and the song you'd like to hear. The area we hear the most from will be the area mentioned. The song we hear the most from will be the song mentioned on
1050 Chum.
Got a charging sound to blow your mind with. I mean, Mr. Johnny Rivers. Billy Joe Jello.
Royal.
Not too long ago, Joe South wrote it. That's quite a combination for a thing. These are not my people. I disclaim all of them. I do.
Your mama and your papa.
These are not my people. That's what Adam would say if he could come back, ladies and gentlemen, to see it all. He was the first filing clerk. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he started the loose leaf system, Adam did. Loose leaf. 714, chemistry restart time.
Repeat
those
songs. 1050
Chum. Zombies. Oh, I just swallowed it. Fire water, baby. It's time of the season. Salt, pepper, salad, 13 of the Chum Chart.
It's the time of the season.
I know you're in a hurry to get my steak out to me, but did you have to knock the horns off and just run it through the oven like that? Man, the thing is hemorrhaging right here on the plate. I like it. The zombies, time of the season. Jumped up at 13 on the Chum Chart. This is 27, a Toronto sound. Formerly the staccato is a 5-minute electrical brand. I have a train.
Baby on a train.
Brandon, you're in line. Right down here near your libido, baby. Messing with your gray matter. Those are the sounds of the staccato, better known now as the 5-man electrical band. Brandon, 27 on the Chum Chart. Private train. And right here, it is 720. Chum is 3 star time. 17 degrees out there. Let's get one on from an album.
Now take this album.
On Chum. Beach Boys of 2020 and all I want to do.
You ain't got time for diamonds.
get it on, baby, on the Jackson Armstrong Show, where you could be a winner of $985 within this hour, if you know who the Chum Mystery Star is in our Mystery Star Jackpot Contest, and you got a chance to win within 38 minutes right where you're sitting.
Chum, Chum.
Don't change your mind. You got your mind in the right place, honey.
How would you make change out of something that's just barely there to begin with?
All right, don't make a mountain out of a molehill, Tyrone Davis.
She didn't bat an eye.
Hi, this is Mark Driscoll for Big Apple Air Checks. A final salute to one of the greatest DJs that ever worked behind a microphone in this country or any other country or planet for that matter, Jack Armstrong. We met for the first time at WPOP in Hartford, Connecticut. That would have been 1968 or 69, whenever Woodstock was happening. Anyway, I remember a classic Jackson Armstrong story. Jack would get so excited on the air, and he would pound on the board as he got more excited about what he'd say. Well, he and that gorilla got real excited and knocked us right off the air. The engineers quickly set him up in the back production room. They were just about ready to finish the main studio to get him back in there, and he knocked us off again. Then there was Pittsburgh, 13Q, 1973. Buzz Bennett had the vision to bring the star power and magic that only Jack Armstrong could bring to a radio station to do 6 to 10. Now, 13Q was an unusual radio station, and we had probably the biggest cash call contest ever. We gave away thousands and thousands of dollars per call. Now, we'd given away probably $1 million in jackpots so far, and Jack was the only one at that time who still had yet to have a winner on his show, until one evening. Now, keep in mind, we did those cash calls live on the air. You know, what you heard was really happening live and for real. Phone was ringing, Jack was announcing the jackpot amount, and he was calling another area Pittsburgh family and waiting for them to answer, and some little old lady said, "I listened to the new sound of 13Q," and Jack exploded with excitement. As everybody in the whole building did, we all wanted him to have a winner. I picked up a fire extinguisher, ran down the hallway, blew into the studio, and started blowing this fire extinguisher at him. He's gasping for air, live on the air, explaining to this old couple that they had just won thousands of dollars in a cash call jackpot. It was just too funny. Pittsburgh was constantly entertained by Jack Armstrong and his antics and his gorilla, as he did in any city he went and any radio station he was on the air. Truly a legend. You're missed, buddy. We all salute you.
Shout 11 on Five Music Center, Eddie Holman. Hey there, lonely girl. It's 11:27 at WPOP. The Jackson Armstrong Show is coming to a close, folks. And I have been informed that I have got to pass on the title King of Kilbasi Country, leader of Liverland, one of my aspiring contemporaries, WPOP. John Scott is ruled out, as is Bobby Brannigan. And Dickie Heatherton, of course, you passed it on to me. And Alan King. Let's see, who else? So that doesn't leave a whole heck of a lot of people. But I think if I was going to pass on my title of leader of Liverwurst Country and King Kilbasi Country, I think I would like to pass that title on to Bill Love, aspiring Bill Love in the morning time with Lou Martin. Between the two of them, they can share the title. The Lord knows there's enough of them. They're going to have a lot of fun with that, folks. Passing the title back and forth. The Jar Mills are what you need.
A little bit of soap.
That's what you need there.
We'll wash away your lipstick. We'll never wash away my tears.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to $1 Million Weekend with the greatest hits of all time.
W-P-O-P Hartford.
Oh, man.
In the daytime.
Woo! Well, the all right, 65 gold. And P.O.P. on the Jack Armstrong Show, the final show at P.O.P. for me, baby. I'm going back to the woods. Yeah, I'm going to sack out under a log and dream them sweet, sweet thoughts. Time to hibernate. I've had my bath, my yearly bath. I had that earlier. I even translated the Virgin Chitam tonight. I'm going to play you South 5, the Jackson 5, and I want you back in 11:32 at P.O.P.
You back, I do.
Oh, number 5 is beginning of your certificate of Jackson Armstrong around you, ready on a very eventful Saturday night. WPOB rocking on 11:35. 5 in the evening time. We get a little bit of gold for your ears. These are the Sweet Inspirations. Aretha Franklin's sister singing lead, 68 gold. The Jackson Armstrong Show and a song called Sweet Inspiration.
I need your inspiration.
Hey, now be sure to call up Bill Updike on Monday morning between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning and tell him he's now the leader of Liverwurst Land or King of Kielbasa Country, because I've just passed that title on to him after Dickie Heatherton passed it on to me. At 68 gold, those are the Sweet Inspirations, Sweet Inspirations. And they'll do this. Carvets, Belmonts, and Harvard, LaSalle Music in West Harvard Center in Warrens, and Warrens. And coming March the 25th, another WP will be Biggie. It'll be Sly and the Stowe Family.
WPOP.
Hello there, Mammals.
Weekend weather.
The official forecasting, the WPOP Weather Center calling for clear weather tonight. Fog developing after midnight, low in the 20s. Fog lifting tomorrow morning. Sunny in the afternoon, highs near 45. Increasingly cloudy on Monday. Temperature right now, 26 degrees on the outside, and we have calm, calm breezes, so there's no windshield factor. Do you have a welfare problem, a problem with job discrimination? Maybe call for help. We'll help you. 2787500, and that one is a freebie.
WPOP, it's a great night.
Revival, the great group. J.C. Fogerty in the lead with his brother playing behind him. He also plays lead guitar and writes all the stuff. It's down number 17 in the Poppy Music Survey, and who will stop the rain?
Long is that.
Bobby Rivers is here, and he'll be in your ear, dear, at about midnight. You hang on for that.
More music.
What you got now is
WPOP.
Jackson Armstrong in the final 8 minutes of my little programming for the entire world. It's P.O.P. anyway. 11:52 is the time. This is the shocking movie. Oh, love it! Now number two this week, the Bobby Music Survey. Roger Goodsaw, Harvard number one. Venus, the old stone statue. Venus, shocking blue. Well, as I told you earlier this evening, this is my last show at WPOP, and I'm going to be leaving, and I'm going to Denver, and I'm going to be working out there at a station called K-Talk. She's not talk, but rock. And I certainly hope we'll be doing things to Denver's ears. And I certainly hope you're going to take care of yourself. I've enjoyed the past 8 months here in Hartford. That doesn't seem like a long time. And it really isn't a long time. And we're all just penciled in, so to speak. But I certainly hope that you will do something for me while I'm gone that maybe you haven't been doing. And I said something about this the other night. I meant it. I meant every word I said. And if you've been sitting back and letting all this roll over your ears, all the sounds of WPOP and the other stations that maybe you've been listening to, don't do that anymore. Please stop for a second and listen to these gentlemen who are trying to entertain you, who are eating their heart out so that maybe you'll listen to them, who are trying to be entertaining. And that's not just a phrase. That's the way of life for these guys. So would you dig it and listen to it and not be a dummy and say, duh, play another 85 records, would you? You know, don't do that, please, man, because it's just too much in it. It's just too much involved, okay? Dig the entertainment factor. POP's got it. And Glenn, don't get it on you. Do it twice. Be nice. Remember, it's very nice to be important, more important to be very nice. And did I love you? There's a kiss. See you in Denver. Golden slumbers, the way to the end. Goodbye.
Once there was a way to get back homeward.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Jack Armstrong on KGLK Denver, the 1970 heavyweight champ.
7 o'clock, you're leave. Getting it all off. On a $1 million week at the K-Talk. Every other one telling Golden Jackson Offshore Radio Program. Goodbye, Jerry Peterson. Woo! Yeah. He's going away. Teddy's going on vacation to Spain, right? That ain't where he's going. I know what happened to him. He heard it. The president had declared war on poverty, so he went out and threw a hand grenade at a beggar today. He's going to have to leave the country. That's what it is. Someone with a blue dress on. A good guy to miss my rolling into one record.
K-Talk 1280.
And, of course, a very heavy thing done for you by Mitch Ryder. The Detroit wheels, or they used to be Detroit wheels. 70 degrees, every other one go with Armstrong, 704, Gene Chandler.
That girl.
Oh, I like girls.
You're something
that sure is lucky for me, huh? If you can pass a physical, honey, you're in. And it all hang out, dragging his hand right here on a Friday night, day night, every other one, solid gold, $1 million week at 70 degrees to the outside, with Jackson Offshore, get it on your mind. I'm going to be here till midnight, and I get it all, every other one, and solid gold on the week to Sunday night to midnight. And you counted down the top 50 hits with Jerry Peterson this afternoon, right? You can also find those in the Weekend Guide of the Denver Post. You find that every Friday in the Weekend Guide of the Denver Post. You can count them down with every Friday with Jerry Peterson. He's on between 3 and 7. In fact, he's on longer than that. We've been trying to get him off of it. $1 million week at every other one, gold on K-Talk.
K-Talk 1280.
And y'all, Jackson Offshore, get it on you.
Wonderful weekend.
The Kinks, home number one song in England, gonna be number one here. We heard it first on K-Talk, the Big 1280. Lola, you got the nubs, honey. I'll tell you.
I met her in the club.
Oh, Lola, honey. Lola, Lola, Lola. I'd love you better, but you need a shave, see? And
Not only that, but your legs are a mess. I want to tell you. Lola, honey, good news. Yes, we have a contract offer from the Los Angeles Rams. It's 714 at a Jackson Archer Show, 70 degrees in the outside, mostly cloudy, cooler, with showers and weddings through the weekend. Low tonight, 52, high tomorrow, 73 degrees, and same thing on Sunday. So look out for the kind of cloudy weather. It's going to be a cool weekend, but we keep it all cool for you here with every other one. Solid gold at the Jackson Armstrong Show.
Solid gold.
He's on the sound of the box tops at the Jackson Armstrong Show, I think. I can't hear them. Are they there? Yes. Come on, box tops, wherever you are. Everything ought to have a lid. And anyway, this thing is so deep.
K-Talk 1280.
$1 million weekend, so to speak. Every other one, solid gold on the Jackson Armstrong Show. 7:19 is the time.
K-Talk 1280.
Walking on with Jackson Armstrong.
Radio dinner.
Hey, Wheat Ridge High Boosters, don't miss the Inner Squat game. This Friday at 7 p.m. in the Reed Street Stadium. Make it out there. It's going on right now. Carpenters, love being close to you.
Why do birds?
I love being close to you. I'd dance so close to you, I'd be on the other side if you'd let me.
K-Talk 1280.
Those are the Carver's friends. That'll send you. Yes, your carpenter's working on your mind. It's 7:25 at Jackson Armstrong Show, 70 degrees on the outside. More music. Six in a row just around the corner, then an hour, 20 minutes of music. 7:50 to 9 tonight at the Big 1280. First of all, six in a row. KTLK, Denver, Colorado at 7:28:30. Gurney greets Clearwater Revival in your ear.
7:37, common Carter, let's go.
This is KTLK, Denver, home of the music explosion.
Talk to it.
Here's the sound, friends. I'm alive and kicking. It's 7:30. Good to your lead down. Jackson Armstrong, get it on your mind. Here's the second of six in a row. An hour, 20 minutes of music up and coming. 7:50 to 9, get on a Big 12, 80, at least 25 records in a row. A solid gold weekend. Every other one, solid gold. This beat tighter and tighter.
You know I've got to show you.
Talk three in a row.
Oh, from tighter, tighter, alive and kicking. The Nazi soccer star in exile. And the Rolling Uglies. Jumpin' Jack Flash, folks. Mickey Jaggert is here and up on stage. Playing Jimmy Morrison. You have something you want to say before you do this? Just anything at all?
Watch it!
My goodness. I thought this was a family show. 7:33 at the Big 1280.
Oh, don't fly away. Walk away if you can. Hummingbird.
Why does a hummingbird hum?
Because he doesn't know the words. Before 7 o'clock at WKBW weather, clear and cold tonight with a low temperature ranging from about 10 in the city down to 5 below zero in some rural sections. Tomorrow, increasingly cloudy weather and a high near 30 degrees, 19 degrees in KB country. And tonight's my last night of the year. Jackson Armstrong with you until 10 o'clock at that time, Bob McCray. And then I go away. I'm going to Pittsburgh. And it's going to be, you know, a sad thing to say goodbye to Buffalo because I really have had a good time and I've enjoyed it. And I really think the people here are fantastic. But we're going to have a nice going away party tonight if you want to come down, especially if you're a chick. If you come down with a bikini on, we'll be at the One-Eyed Cat on Bryant Street off of Main. That's off Bryant off of Main, One-Eyed Cat. You've got to be over 18 and have proof, and I'll see you there at 10 o'clock right as I get off the air. The Temptations to temptate you there, friends. Coca-Cola, try some of that Coke. That's good stuff. Put hair on your chest before it's all over. Really good. No, somebody just called me up and said, what's the One-Eyed Cat? Well, it's got the best bartender in town, best looking bartender in town. It's a girl on top of that. I mean, you know, it would be bad enough if it was a guy, but it's the best looking bartender in town. Luckily, it's a girl. And
yeah, are you sure she's a bad-looking bartender?
Well, the bartendress. Yeah, I think so. If she's not, I don't want to meet the other one. I don't think I can take it, probably.
WKBW.
Big City Miss Ruthann. Miss Ruthann. Oh, go rock on, we are. The alcoholic needs help. The Buffalo Area Council on Alcoholism gives him help with dollars from the United Way of Buffalo. Thank you for giving to the United Fund. Big City Miss Ruthann. The name of the song gallery at WKBW with Armstrong.
I ought to get to work on David. He's a hopeless case. That's... Ah, gee, that's really... wonder what he's really into.
Probably going out and duck faces and smacky poo, huggy poo.
That couldn't be all that.
Oh, Wilson. Oh, what a great, great guy. Oh, little Beatles guy. And nobody keeping up with you out there right now. But I think it's a drop towards news time. It's 7 o'clock back in the USS Long.
Doing for Miami Beach, B-U-A-C.
Oh,
hey,
honey, come on.
Hey, I'm back.
I'm back. I'm front. I'm under. I'm around. I'm through. What am I through? Back at the USS Long. Beatles. About a minute before 7 at KB Radio.
Thank Phyllis for bringing me a cake, which I'm going to bring down to the One-Eyed Cat tonight for my party at 10 o'clock. I'll be there at the One-Eyed Cat on Bryant Street. If you want to get down there and get out ahead of me and start drinking up a storm, I'll come in and every chick I see with a bikini on, I'll give an album to. It's got a great album, I got to tell you. It's the Cruise album. They're not really great. They're all right, though. They get some good albums, I guess. I'll give you an album you got a bikini on. The One-Eyed Cat, you got to be 18 years of age at least and have proof to prove it to get in. I'll see you down there and I'll be off at 10, so I'll see you then. All right, again, I want to thank Phyllis for the cake. Throw me a cake.
I don't hear you coming out to bake the cake.
Dylan Banjo.
Yeah.
to KBW Buffalo, New York. Jackson Armstrong, the Ellenberg and Freak with Alan Jennings, Ellenberg and Newsman. I'll see you on the other side with a Trey play, at least to KBW.
Jackson Armstrong, up to KBW Radio.
Council of Geneseo State College is going to present the rock group Mallow in concert at Geneseo State College Sunday, March the 11th at 8:15 p.m. in the Schrader Gymnasium at Geneseo State. The admission will be $1 for students with ID and $2 for the public. That's Mallow, 8:15 p.m. March the 11th at Geneseo State if you want to see them, baby.
You're listening to the Jack Armstrong Experience on WKW, the home of dynamite music.
Chapter 7 of KB Radio, you keep me hanging on.
Taking care of your business, baby.
WKCW.
One-Eyed Cat tonight at 10. The One-Eyed Cat on Bryant Street, right up here off of Main.
KB Studios as you're going in
towards Main. The One-Eyed Cat, that's where our going-away party is. Starting at 10 p.m. You've got to be 18 years of age or older to get in. They need proof. In order to prove that you're over 18, let's see. If you're a girl, wear a bikini and have a good time, man. Chicks with bikinis on to get out of them. Most of them, anyway, get about 20 out of them.
You're doing great, huh? But it's a great excuse to
look good for all that good, man. David Bowie at KB Radio, recorded in 67, Space Oddity.
Ground control's a major.
David Bowie, as in Jim Bowie. Remember him? He's the one that made Knives. I cut me to the quick to know that he used to make Knives. You should see him throw them in school. Hey, Jim, you better duck, boy. Right in the tree, right in the tree. Them arrows would get you too if you weren't careful. All right, it's 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is WKBW. That's David Bowie. Enough of that noise! Thank you. It's 19 degrees on the outside. Very cold night. Clear and cold tonight with the low lights about ranging from about 10 in the city to 5 below zero in the rural sections. If you don't cover up your rural section, it'll freeze right clean off tomorrow. Increasingly cloudy weather and a high near 30. It's 19 degrees, the last night of the year for Jackson Armstrong. I want to remind you that Thursday night, singer, producer, filmmaker, etc., Harry Chapin from 6 to 10 p.m. on KB Radio. He'll be with you. He's the guy that did Taxi, remember that, Million Seller? And the only singing artist to be named the Billboard Magazine Trendsetter of 1972, nominated for Best New Artist in 1972 in the up-and-coming Grammy Awards. I'm the winner of Atlantic's New York Film Festivals and nominated for an Academy Award for his documentary Legendary Champions. Writer of all the music for the Peabody Award-winning TV series Make a Wish, starring his brother Tom Chapin. Taxis was song each Sunday morning, Sunshine, Better Place to Be, Circles. The record that was a hit by the New Seekers, remember that? Well, anyway, Harry Chapin will be here Thursday night. He'll be your disc jockey from 6 to 10 tomorrow night, and Wednesday night from 6 to 10 p.m. It's going to be Albert Hammond at KB Radio, the guy that did Never Rains in Southern California and wrote Little Arrows, Give Me That Thing, Names, Tags, and Numbers. If you got to Break Another Heart, which is his new record, that's tomorrow night. Albert Hammond, the night after that, Harry Chapin at KB Radio is the guest disc jockey, just to keep on it coming. And on the 15th, we have some brand new interesting names for you as the Great American Talent Hunt continues at KB Radio.
This is Pat Johnson in New York. I've worked at many radio stations and many markets with many PDs and many, many jocks. Jack Armstrong was the best, by far the best. And I feel very, very lucky that I had the opportunity to tell him so just about 2 weeks before he passed away. I hadn't spoken to Armstrong in almost 30 years. He came to New York to be the unknown DJ when I was working at WNBC here in New York. My last gig at CD 101.9, New York's smooth jazz station, changed from rock and roll. So Armstrong called me to check in on me and see how I was and see if I was okay. That's the kind of guy Armstrong was. He was strong. He was bigger than life. He was sincere. He had a heart of gold, and he really knew how to make your radio just jump off the table. I worked with Armstrong at 13.2 in Pittsburgh in 1972, 73, and 74, 75, something like that. He gave me a place to stay when I was looking for an apartment. We were the best of friends, and Armstrong, again, I miss you dearly, and there will never, ever be another radio DJ like you. I love you. Farewell, my friend.
13Q! Oh, baby! 13Q in your ear! You got 55 and a half minutes of music this hour on WJAS AM and FM in Pittsburgh, Jackson Armstrong. I'm your... the young one here, honey. Oh, yeah. Rock and roll. I'm going to get it together. I want to thank Mark Driscoll for doing that little thing he did this afternoon, all 4 hours of it. Nice to have an old man like Al before me.
He's older.
He knew Howard Johnson when he had four flavors, man. That dude's social security number is 10. He's been around a long time.
18. 13
Q, Jackson Armstrong in a thunderstorm. Ah, I'm glad this house is grounded, Jim. I'll tell you. Because he threw them things at me. I'm a mean, mean, mean motor scooter. Ah. That's gold, baby. 25 or 6 to 4. Until they tell time out there at McHugh Sports. I know about it, man. I did. The big-handed Mickey Mouse's gloves are, yeah. I tell you what I'm going to be doing, baby. In exactly 2 minutes and 55 seconds, I'm going to be making another call that'll be worth more than 15 grand. 13 grand to you from 13Q. In fact, the jackpot is $13,299. Answer your phone. I'll listen to the news out of 13Q. Don't forget.
Crossing the highway.
Here we go. 13,000. $13,000. A little over $13,000. Kind of hard to dial a phone when I can't even see the phone. Well, I got it now. All right, I'm making a phone call, man. It's worth $13,299. If they answer the phone the right way, let's see how they answer the phone. That's a click, click. What's that?
I don't know what that is.
I don't get anything. How come it just went brrrr, click, click? There's going to be an operator come out and say, this is a recording. I wonder if I should dial it again. Maybe I should try it again. Maybe we got the wrong thing there. Let's try it again one more time, just see what happens. And I'll tell you, it's certainly got to be a working number because it's in the phone book, man. I mean, you know, they wouldn't put numbers in phone books that don't work, would they? Or would they? Mine doesn't work. It's in the phone book for sure. Yeah, let's see here now. We got one more number. No, I got a couple more numbers to do. One more. All right, now let's see what happens. I'm dialing him one more time. That shows you how much faith I got in them people to go answer this phone. I know they can answer right. That's one ring. Yeah, I told you. Here comes a recording. Got to be a recording, man. No, maybe not. $13,299. If you answer your phone, I'll listen to the news out of 13Q. What would you do with $13,299? I'd go to Mexico, man. I'd buy me a Ferrari. Look full of wild women to drive around town, thumb my nose at other guys. That's what I'd do. Well, I'll give it one more. What do you say? One more time. Well, you people out there on Jones Avenue, you can eat your heart out because you didn't do it, baby. You did not answer your phone. I listen to the news out of 13 shoes. I'll add $13 to the jackpot. Right now, man, it pushes up over $13,300. You're not a winner, man, but we could be calling you a second. Hold on. Pause, Simon.
No, I would not.
13Q, Jackson Armstrong, and you and Donny Osmond, the 12th of never. Well, never, 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 never. Well, hardly ever. If I get a chance, I will for sure. 65 degrees, raining like a tall cow. Showers and thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight, 30. High about 70 about tomorrow. Then. Where's Johnny Mathis when you need him? When his voice changes, he's going to be out of a gig, man. 13Q, Donny Osmond, 12th of never. How's your weekend paid around here? $13,312. I can go home and answer the phone. I like the bread myself. $13,312 is what we're up to. I got a couple more calls to make before the night's over. You answer your phone. I listen to the news out of 13Q. If you're answering your phone, hello, you're losing, man. Simple as that. And I ain't going to shuck and jive you now. You can answer your phone right. If you want to talk to me, you call me 333-9122. I can't give you no bread, but I can talk about love to you.
Thank you, everybody. I listen to the new sound of 13Q. If we're on the other end, we'll give you at least $13,000. Just remember, you must answer your phone. I listen to the new sound of 13Q to win. $13,000. At least $13,000. When your phone rings, don't say hello. Say, I listen to the new sound of 13QQ, and we'll give you at least $13,000.
You transformer, you walk on the wild side. That means you listen to 13Q. Jackson Armstrong just shoveling out the hits, man. Piling up on your brain, rock and roll on a Wednesday night.
You know, it's funny, down through the years, a lot of people have tried to imitate and simulate what
Jackson Armstrong, your leader, did on the air, but there was really only one Jack. I'm Bo Richards, and I grew up in the Western Pennsylvania area. Listened to Jack Armstrong the very first time, I think, was on 14KBW in Buffalo. And I used to listen to him at night as a kid and then try to duplicate what he did. Never quite could duplicate exactly what he did because he was the master of his trade. I remember there were jocks that sounded somewhat like him at the time, even locally. Michael McVeigh. Yeah, Michael A. McVeigh. Consultant. He did nights in my hometown on the AM, and he sounded a bit like Jack. Ironically enough, he even went on to be Jack's PD at one time. But then the radio bug hit me, got into radio, worked with McVeigh, went to Pittsburgh, went to college, and a bunch of us would get in the car and drive around, and we found out where the 13Q studios were in Pittsburgh. That's where Jack had journeyed to at that point. He was doing nights at 13Q. We would drive around and around and around, honking the horn, honking the horn. We used to do this on a continuous basis until finally Jack and the Gorilla gave a shout-out to these little insane kids driving past the 13Q studios. I remember it well. He was talking up Beginnings by Chicago and then Frankenstein by the Edgar Winter Group, talking about these nutty kids that were outside honking his horn. And then in 2000, I believe it was, at the R&R convention, had the opportunity to finally meet Jack. It was just a passing moment, introduced myself. I mentioned Pittsburgh, and he said, yeah, 13Q rocked. And that was so true. They never mentioned the fact that I was one of those insane kids that used to drive past his window and honk the horn. I did bring up to him the fact that, hey, I remember when you rode the Thunderbolt at Kennywood Park, and I think he actually sat in a snake pit window at a Gimbel's department store one time. He had a way of just captivating the audience, whether he was on or off the air. His energy always seemed to spearhead the tone of the radio station. You know, there were other air talents, morning guys and afternoon guys and gals and stuff, but Jack always stood out and always seemed to be the guy that was the center of the party. He was having the most fun, and the audience was having the most fun, too, and I still think today in radio, boy, it has changed, hasn't it? But the audience can still tell if you're having fun. And Jackson Armstrong, your leader, rest in peace.
They said would never happen again. That's Simon and Garfunkel back together again at Katy Gay with a song called My Little Town. I'm Jack Armstrong. It's about 5.5 minutes before noon. Of course, John Hadar with a wrap-up of what's going on in the world at high noon today for 15 minutes. And I don't suggest that that you miss it because it's very important to what's going on. You need to be informed, right?
Right.
Swimming in the juice.
Ah, yes. For someone or something special, for an anniversary, birthday, or wedding gift, go to Saiho China, the special store for gifts that you just won't find anywhere else. Saiho China has a selection of over 25,000 gift items, stunning Viking stemware, the latest patterns of Noritake and Sango in international China, sconces, mirrors, and one-of-a-kind conversational pieces for any decor. Have some fun at Saiho, Saiho China. That's spelled S-C-I-O, Saiho China. Take the Parkway West to the Hankey Farms exit, right one block, then left one block on old routes 22 and 30 to Saiho China. Open daily from 9 till 9, and always plenty of free parking.
These are the people. This is the city. This is the music that is oh so pretty. KDKA.
Mickey Lawrence has a new tune that will take us up till noon. It's called The Other Woman. A little competition there. That's exactly what Boston's going to have with Cincinnati today, down one game in the World Series. That'll be live at KDK starting at 12:30. That's Vicki Lawrence on Someplace Special, KDK and KDK FM in Pittsburgh, Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
let's get these birds going.
I'd like to say you've had a great show today, J. Mark,
but I can't lie, so I won't say that. Instead, I'll just say that.
Thank you for warming everybody up. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Jackson Armstrong is coming on. Why 100 B do B do B do. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, here he comes now on his, directly from Pittsburgh, on his pollution stained white stallion. Here he is, Jackson Armstrong, man!
Y'all! I feel like the Lone Ranger. You know what the Lone Ranger said on the way to the dump, don't you?
What did he say?
To the dump, to the dump, to the dump, dump, dump.
Oh!
Lone Ranger wears
that's
high.
Right.
Me no white man. Y-100, W-H-Y-I, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, with Jackson Armstrong, baby. Oh, and I got a cash call before long worth a brand new card up to $25,000. I got $100 bills, I got $1,000 bills, I got Doobie Brother tickets, I got Doobie Brother album sets. I got fun for you that afternoon at Y-100. Hang on, Y-100, Jackson Armstrong with you, baby. 7 minutes after 2 o'clock, gonna play some good beat music this afternoon. I got a whole bunch of money to give away, won't you
supposed to do is keep track of all the money that I do give away. Because sometime this afternoon, I'm going to give away $1,000 to somebody who knows how much money I've given away between now and the time I get ready to give away $1,000. That makes sense to you? It may make $100,000. It may make $1,000 to you. That's 100,000 good reasons to do it. But I'll tell you what else we got to do, baby. We're going to play some good rock and roll. Stare at the sun, man. First time I've seen the sun in so long. It was just a rumor up there in Pittsburgh. You can believe that, man. I mean, you don't see much of the sun up here.
Y100, where it's easy to score free money.
You just rolled us for a $100 bill.
I don't believe it. I never won anything in my life.
You got a $100 bill.
I
am not crazy. Yes, I am crazy, but I'm not kidding. What is the main money station?
Y100.
Hey, baby, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away something right now. If you get on the telephone and get to me, baby. If you live in Dade County, call me 931-8100. If you live in Brown, it's 763-9400. I'll take a fifth phone call, baby. The
Y100. Now I can feel it.
Y100 full of boogie music and Jackson Armstrong full of money, honey. All you got to do is get your radio turned up and get ready to get down, honey. Keep track of the money that I give away this afternoon because it could mean $1,000 to you for the afternoon's over.
Pete and Lenny's his South Boston.
Y100! What's your name?
Bob Kelly.
Bob? I tell you, Bob, you feel lucky this afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, but you know what I'm going to do for you?
What?
I'm going to give you a $100 bill.
You are?
$100, man.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. I ain't got the time. I just give you the money, okay?
Sure.
What's your number one radio station?
Y100.
Can't hear you. What you say?
Y100.
Y100, keep track of the money I give away this afternoon, honey, because I, Jackson Armstrong, going to give away a ton of money, and I'm going to give away $1,000 to somebody who keeps track of exactly how much money I give away. And I'm ready for another rip. I'll take a 10th phone call. Y100 going to bring you to Doobie Brothers. Do you like the Doobie Brothers?
Did I win?
Yeah, you did, but do you like the Doobie Brothers?
Yeah!
I'm going to give you a set of Doobie Brothers albums, all of their albums, okay?
Fantastic!
It'll be really fun, man. Have a good time with that. And on top of that, I'm going to give you $20 on top of it, okay? What's your name?
Candy.
Where are you from? What part of town?
Florida.
Okay, you have won yourself a set of Doobie Brothers albums for $20.
I can believe it!
I can believe it! What's your number one radio station?
Y100,
it's a sideshow, baby. What it is a money show of Y100 with Jackson Armstrong. I got a whole breast, a whole mess of bread to give away. And you do realize that so far I've given away a $100 bill and $20, $120 so far. You keep a track of the money I'm giving away. That's the way you win the $1,000 bill I have to give away for the afternoon's over, Y100. All you got to do is keep track of the money I give away until I give away the $1,000. And then if I pick up the phone and you're calling and you know the exact amount of money I've given away in the afternoon, then you can have a $1,000 bill from Y100. That'll be coming in just a second or two. So if you're not keeping track, start keeping track. I'll give you the total within the hour. Okay, sometime within this hour, I'll give you a total. So if you've gotten behind, I can get you caught up again. Huh? Very good. Hey, I tell you what I'm gonna do, baby. I'm not through giving away goodies, you know. I'm Jackson Armstrong, y'all. I'm gonna give away some more things right now. Be the 13th phone caller. If you live in Dade, 931-8100. And Brown, 763-9400. Slow the phone lines. Clean out today. Get Ball Bell doing some overtime. Wanna do that? I got all kinds of goodies for you. Y100, you know what you are?
What?
You're a winner.
Kidding.
No, you're the 13th phone caller, man. You win yourself a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers is coming Friday night at Y100 Presents. And on top of that, $10.
All right.
Okay, man, what's your name?
Brent.
Yeah, what part of town are you from, man? Where you live around here?
Miami.
Oh, you do? You live in Miami. Well, I tell you, man, I like it better down here. There's more women down here, know what I mean?
All right.
Gonna have a good time this afternoon with Y100. I hope you enjoy your pair of tickets and the $10, okay?
You get started.
Y100. I'm not giving away all kinds of goodies this afternoon to what, huh?
We gonna have it all for me, baby.
Yep. A gorilla and I, Jackson Armstrong, with a dynamite Easter weekend with a high of 84 degrees and a low tonight of 69 from Y100. With Jackson Armstrong. Got a setting up to do the beach afternoon, honey. If you got them, roll them and light them. Ah! You can rip with me right now. I'll take the 8th phone call at Y100 in the Dade County area, 931-8100 in Brown, 763-9400. You can rip me off. Jackson Armstrong in the afternoon. You keep a track of the money I'm giving away because I'm going to give away a whole mess of bread this afternoon. If you know exactly how much money I give away when I get ready to give away the $1,000 bill I'm going to do to you before 6 o'clock this afternoon, if you call in and I accept your phone call and you know the total when I announce the contest, you can have $1,000 from Y100, honey. I've got a rip going right now. Results in a second.
Now, Monte Carlo
does know best.
Yes, indeed.
Y100, you're the 8th phone caller. You're a winner.
Really?
Yes. Yes, you are. You've won yourself a complete $100 bill.
Oh, my God. Thank
thank you.
Thank you. Well, it don't sound like you're going to pass out on me or anything like that. What's your name?
Beth Jacoby.
And Beth, how long have you been listening to Y100?
A long time.
A long time. You get off on it?
Yes.
I hope you get off on the money. You going to go see the Doobie Brothers concert just coming Friday?
Yes.
All right, what's your favorite radio station?
Y100.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Y100.
Y100. Get down like a dog. Bound to beat the Express. Express the yours. With Jackson Armstrong
and the Gorilla.
Gonna keep it together, baby, on a dynamite Saturday afternoon in South Florida, baby. You hold on, because I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm giving away all kinds of money. Doobie Brothers tickets, Doobie Brothers albums. And all you need to do is get in on it is call me at 931-8100 or 763-9400. And if you keep a track of the money I'm giving away, you might win yourself a $1,000 bill for the afternoon's over.
Y100 Second Spring Concert coming this Friday to the Hollywood Sportatorium. Keep your radio on right where it is. South Florida's concert station,
Y100. On the corner of the road and shout. Y100! Smile. Every other tooth missing. Oh, isn't it lovely?
Beautiful.
Kiss a girl in the same condition and zipper her mouths together. Hold on to win yourself a mess of stuff from Jackson Armstrong and Y100 this afternoon, honey. I got Doobie Brother albums, Doobie Brother tickets, $100 bills, and $1,000 bills.
Fancy world.
Ah! Baby, I'm ready to do it again. I got some Doobie Brother albums I think I'd like to give away. I'll tell you what. Give me the 11th phone caller, baby. In the Dade County area, 931-8100 in Brown. 763-94.
Hi there, this is Don Burns. Jack and I worked together at WKBW in Buffalo. Actually, Jack and I started on the very same day at WKBW in Buffalo. I believe it was October 19th, 1970. People want to say 1969, but I know it wasn't 1969 because I graduated from Brown in 1969, and I had to go off and do my stint with the Air National Guard so I could not go to Vietnam. So I know it was October of 1970. At any rate, this isn't about me. This is about Jack. Before I get to my little bit about Jack, I do want to read a note I got from Don Cobiella, who was, I don't know what he was at KB. He's now a very successful voice actor and on-camera actor for commercials. And he writes, thanks for the note, Don. If you recall, answering phones for Jack was my first gig at KB. And pretending that the chicks hanging around were with me when Wendy came to the studio. Yeah, that was Jack, all right. I'm not going to reminisce about Jack at KB. I mean, everybody knows about him. I do want to say that he was the first DJ whose show I listened to in its entirety from start to finish one night when I was driving from Buffalo to New York City, and I was a major fan by the time I got to New York City. Either that or I was a stark raving lunatic, one or the other. Jack, and this is a note I sent to some people. Jack and I were part of an interview done by the Southern Ontario Western New York board. It's a message board, SOWNY.ca. They have a podcast every week, and for some odd reason, they asked me to come on and reminisce about my career. And while setting it up with them, I mentioned Jack's name came up. And I mentioned that Jack and I were still in touch. We had reconnected at a KB reunion many years ago and swapped emails and sent each other jokes and messages and passionate notes about the business of broadcasting, the art of broadcasting, which has become a business, and how sad it was. And, of course, you know, I did the IDs for Jack's show when he returned to KB for those 3 years when they tried an oldies format not too long ago. So they said, well, get Jack to call in on the show. So I said, yeah, sure, I'd be more than happy to. And about 10 minutes into the show, while I was blathering on about something about my exciting career, blah, 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 Jack calls in, and I said, well, I'd like to introduce you all to Jack Armstrong. And for the next 50 minutes, Jack just talked and talked and talked. If you listen to the interview, which you can on SOWNY.ca, and go to Sony Shows and look for August 27th. You can hear me in the background vainly trying to make a few funny comments and insert a few snappy, zingy one-liners while Jack goes on and on and on. And I wouldn't have traded that night for anything in the world. As I love Jack and I love the stories he could tell. And I loved his sensibilities and I loved his passion about radio, which a lot of us still have, although there's not very much radio worth having a passion about. The one sad thing that I will say here that I feel very sad about and I've said this on the a message board somewhere, is that for somebody so passionate about the business and somebody so good at what he did, it was very sad that Jack's life ended while he wasn't working, because he loved being on the radio. He loved entertaining. He loved being Jack, and people absolutely loved hearing him. He was in Toronto, which is where I am now. He was in Toronto for a very short amount of time at Chum. But to hear people talk about his time at Chum, you'd think he was there for years and years and years. He made that kind of impression on people, on radio people and listeners alike. So long, Jack, buddy. We'll miss you.
WIFE, Indianapolis. It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jack Armstrong. This is another hour of the best music on WIFE. And my love is alive. I am Chet. WIFE. Oh, yeah, sure, you can get on the phone and get to my house by calling 239-1000. Yeah, actually, just live here. See me in the back room in a straitjacket. Feed me banana pellets when I do right. Never let me take a vacation because it takes too long to retrain me. Be always there. 303 with Jack Armstrong, and when I need yours. We're choosing your words wisely can pay off really big details soon. Best music in your ear, to Leo Sayer, when I need yours. Seventh biggest hit in the city. And that's a brand new Music Authority server you got in your ear. Stand by, I got a couple records I'm going to play for you this afternoon that are brand new. One of them I want to get your opinion on, because you people are real good at picking the hits out of those. Real good. Uh-huh. 309 with Jackson Armstrong. Fire! That's right down. That's what the squad was told when Doug Wademan was born. They fired 21 guns and they all missed him. Every single. Set my heart on fire. How players and why? Tune from Mohawk. I'm coming here in a second or two. You just hang on. Call me into it. You mostly sunny. A much warmer weather this afternoon. It's got me feeling pretty good. High of about 63. Clear and mild tonight. Low tonight 45. Sunny. Unseasonably warm tomorrow. High 78. It's 55. Oh, this is WIFE. And it's 3:17 in the afternoon with Jack Armstrong on the radio. I'm going to play you the brand new Fleetwood Mac single in just a second or two. And then I got another one in the hour I want you to vote on. So hang on. Funk albums right here on the line every available hour all weekend long. All you need is a phone, huh? And your chance to call it to win in a matter of seconds. Baby, get ready. Hey, baby, the outlaw Josie Wales now showing at the theater and drive in near you. Check your local newspaper. Fleetwood Mac from Rumors. The new tune, Dream. By Stevie Nicks. She sings lead and wife. The best music. WIFE. WIFE with Jackson Armstrong. And the name of the thing, of course, is Dreams. Fleetwood Mac. The album's called Rumors. I got another one within the hour that you may not have heard. In fact, I know you haven't heard yet, and I want to get your vote on it. So hang around for it. Doug Wademan trying to get some honest work. He used to be a tree surgeon, but he wouldn't make house calls. And that's it. Music, maybe 55 degrees on the outside. Jackson Armstrong on the inside. It was Boston's long time. It's Wild Cherry from Electrified Fog.
Big Apple Air Checks is your full service air check source.